Welcome to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim. Every Wednesday, Mark and Kim, along with their special guests, will explore thought-provoking topics and ideas that promote creativity, self-help, healing, happiness, and well-being to inspire you on your spiritual journey. Each week, Mark and Kim will discuss different paths to achieving a more spiritual, balanced, happy, and healthy lifestyle. Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual. Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. Mark and Kim are tested, certified, and professional spiritual mediums, metaphysical teachers, healers, and spiritual advisors with their own individual spiritual practices in Seattle, Washington, and Los Angeles, California. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
When you come from a place of love, you'll be much happier. I'm Kim Thalkin, founder of Love First in Encino, California, welcoming you, our appreciated Inspired listeners, to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim on Own Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. Today is such an exciting show that we've got ahead of us. Not only are we going to be talking about really powerful topics like heaven, angels, near-death experiences, and how these experiences like these can help shape our lives and influence us, and the importance of moving beyond fear. But first, joining us live all the way from Stansted, England, is my co-host, Mark Lanehart, the Intuitive Prospector. Mark, so happy to have you with us today all the way from across the globe. How are you?
Hello, Kim. Hello, Inspired listeners. I am very inspired tonight. It is 8 p.m. here in Stansted, England. I am sitting literally in the library of the Arthur Findlay Spiritual College, right beneath the picture of Gordon Higginson and Albert Best. If you don't know those names and you work in spiritualism, it's definitely a college you're going to want to check out, and two names you're going to check out. And I feel like they're with me here as we do a live broadcast from Arthur Findlay. So I'm very excited to be in the library doing this show. It's definitely a first for me, right? And that's what life's all about, Kim, right? Is first in everything that we do.
Oh, absolutely, Mark. Now, what are you learning out there at the Arthur Findlay School?
Oh, my goodness, a lot. So this course this week is actually focused in on energy management, and mediumship. So it's a university and college dedicated to growing people that are interested in learning more about spiritualism, trance, psychic, spiritual healing, and they take it very, very seriously over here. And if you want to grow your skills in what you do in spirituality and your spiritual practice, then you definitely – this is a place that you need to come and study. Some of the best people – tutors are in the world, are here, and what they do. And so this week has all been energy and how to manage our energy and how to connect with those on the other side in what we call either the spirit world or Summerland, and you know, bring through healing messages that inspire love and hope and healing. So yeah, that's what I'm learning this week. It's been some long days, and it's, you know, it's from 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. of studying with breaks and lunch in between and dinner. But it's a little bit tired tonight.
Wow, Mark, what a real blessing to be there. I mean, I've just heard from everybody in our profession that that is a must if you're interested in really sharpening your skills and learning and learning in new ways, that is the place to go to. So definitely on my list, Mark. In fact, I hope I get to do that with you sometime. And maybe we'll do the show, both of us from England.
Well, let's plan on it already, and I always try to come over at least once a year just to sharpen my skills and what I'm doing. And yeah, this is definitely the place to come. So let's plan on a 2016 show from Arthur Findlay College.
Awesome! I love it. I love it. What's the most important thing that you've learned about yourself this week?
Great question. The best thing that I've learned is how to really manage your energy, and without taking too much time, it's really when you're working as a medium and wanting to connect to people, you really have to mind your energy field, because your intent may be able to help somebody and bring that message through, But as you give your energy out, it could overwhelm them to where they can't even hear what you're saying. And they're like, I don't understand. I'm overwhelmed. So energy management is really how we manage our energy when we're working in spirit, and also the wellness of taking care of ourselves as mediums and what that can really do from a science standpoint, looking at the brain waves of when we go into meditation, the nervous system, the heart rate, the chakras. It's all very fascinating stuff. So it's spirituality. It's also science-based. And they do a lot of different exercises to push you and open you up to, you know, new ideas. And it's been very, very interesting. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, excellent, Mark, because, I mean, energy is everything. You, everything is energy. So when you're working with it, you really have to be mindful about how and understand how to work most effectively with energy. So that's great, Mark. As our listeners know, we are all over social media. Mark, would you like to let everyone know where they can find us?
You bet I would. Let's if you're listening to the show live right now, you can head over to Om Times Radio, if you've made it that far. You can also go over to Facebook, which is Inspired Living Radio, and post a question, and we will bring your question live to air with our very special guest today. We're also over on Instagram, Twitter, Google+, and just look for Inspired Living with Mark and Kim, or Inspired for Us. That's the number 4. You can also catch our encore show if you missed the live show tonight or today, I guess, for you, Kim, in California. You can head over to Om Times Radio Archives, Podbean, SoundCloud, YouTube, or head over to marklanehart.com, and you can catch all of our past shows with dynamic guests that we've had on. And let's get this show going.
Let's get it going. But first, real quickly, we've got some upcoming events we want to talk about just briefly here. I want to remind our listeners, anyone who is in the LA area and is interested, I'll be hosting a mediumship development class on Saturday, November 14th. So for more information, you can find out about it at lovefirst.info, and you'll find it under the heading of classes. So would love to have you. Please keep in mind, however, space is limited, so each student receives personalized coaching and guidance on their journey into mediumship. Lastly, I'll be doing mini readings at the Mind Body Spirit Expo this Saturday at Omen Garden in Sherman Oaks. So would love to read for you, or just stop by and say hi. It's always so great to meet everybody in person. And with that said, without further delays, we've got so much to talk about. In fact, we've had questions coming in already for our guest today, and so excited to have her talk about her experience here. But our special guest is connecting in all the way from Ireland today. So we are really global. Everyone's in different places, and I just love it. Our guest today, Dr. Mary Helen Hensley, is a chiropractor. She's a metaphysical healer, an international motivational speaker, and author of the book Promised by Heaven, A Doctor's Return from the Afterlife to a Destiny of Love and Healing. Dr. Hensley's amazing story of her near-death experience and glimpse of heaven from a car accident that in a flash changed her life forever, led her down the path to discover her extraordinary gifts, which she's going to be sharing with us today. But through that experience, she was overcome with clarity and filled with a desire to live a life of service. And she set out on a journey of metaphysical healing, mediumship, seeing into the future, and helping people to see how fear is an enemy that robs us of precious time. I just love that. And isn't that the truth? Dr. Hensley, welcome to our show, and thank you so much for being with us.
Welcome.
I am so excited to be here. Hi.
Hi.
I have one suggestion.
Yes.
Can we put on that wish list for next year? How about we make a pact that if you're going to go as far as England, that you come over to Ireland, only a short hop away, and we do a show from Ireland.
Oh, isn't that?
I would love that.
Oh, my goodness. How awesome is that? Boy, I just lit up over here.
Yes.
That would be wonderful.
I would love to have you here, and I'd love to show you around some of the sacred ancient sites here, because it is a metaphysician's dream country.
Oh, wow. Well, thank you so much for the invite. Wow.
That is wonderful. Thank you, too. Yeah, that would be an amazing experience. I've been to Ireland once, but it's been many years, and it is just an absolutely beautiful country.
All right. Well, let's put it in the diary.
Spirit's already planning it. I love it.
Okay, here we go. Well, and I've got a quick question for you, just in the interest of simplicity. Is it okay if I call you Mary?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Or Mary Helen, either one.
Mary Helen, that's perfect. I'll do that. So Mary Helen, talk to us about your background. I mean, prior to the life-changing experience that we're going to be talking about, what was life like for you then before all of this change took place? What were you doing in life?
Well, before the accident, I had just graduated from college and with degrees in communications and graphic design, swearing I'd never be going back to school again. Within 6 months, everything changed on a dime. You know, I was no stranger to the otherworldly events, but at that stage, you know, I was a cheerleader in college, and I used to write down the scores of the basketball games and sticking them in an envelope. And then my roommate and I would go cheer at the basketball game, and everybody would come back to our room. We'd crack open beers and then pull the score out of the envelope and die laughing that it was right. So that was the extent of how I was serving humanity. So, you know, I think I had I orchestrated a little tap on the shoulder, a big tap on the shoulder. At the age of 21 to kind of get my butt in gear and get me back on track again.
I see. I think I might have shared a similar experience. I mean, that does sound like college days. What was your alma mater? Because you sound like you may have gone to college here in the States.
I did. I'm from Virginia, and okay. I grew up. I left for South Carolina when I was 17 when I finished high school, and I went to Coker College, which was a small private school in Hartsville, South Carolina.
Wonderful. Now just hold that thought here. We're going to be heading into a quick break, and when we come back, we're going to continue on with this amazing story. You're not going to want to miss it. Stay with us on Inspire Living with Mark and Kim.
The future of internet radio is here. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Hi, this is Sylvia Henderson, intuitive life coach and energy healer. Are you ready to elevate and rise way above your normal? Be sure to listen to my show, Intuitive Transformations, on OM Times Radio, Sunday evenings at 9 p.m. Eastern. Get the inspiration you need to transform your life.
Are you seeking answers to life questions? Would you like to connect to a departed loved one? Are you suffering from pain, stress, or anxiety? Kimberly Thalkin is a tested, certified, and professional psychic, spiritual medium, energy healer, hypnotherapist, and the founder of Love First, where life transformations happen. Love First's services support, guide, and empower individuals by connecting them to their highest potential to live a healthier, joyful, and meaningful life that's filled with purpose. All services can be done by phone, Skype, or in person in Encino, California. Please visit lovefirst.info. That's LOVEFIRST.info for more information. The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
And And welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. As we welcome our special guest, Dr. Mary Helen Hensley, in her book, we're going to talk Promised by Heaven. But real quick, we always like to bring up our positive affirmation for the month of October. And it's from Ernest Hemingway that talks about there is nothing noble in being superior to your fellow man. True nobility lies in being superior to your former self. And that's Ernest Hemingway. And so, Kim, let's get into the – I'm ready for all the details of what is promised by heaven. I would love to hear what heaven has in store for us.
Most definitely. I think there's a lot of us really anxious to hear more about this story. But before we went to break, Mary Helen was talking a little bit about her college days. A fun time for a lot of us. What is it now that you're doing with yourself in Ireland? And what does your life look like now?
Well, you know, oftentimes when I open my mouth over here in this wicked little southern accent comes out. People are like, oh, you came to Ireland because you married an Irishman, didn't you? And I said, no, I actually came here chasing flaming orange ancient symbols. And that's exactly what happened.
That's unexpected
after my
answer.
Accident, that's it. And they all kind of the jaw drops and they're looking at me and they're like, oh, that's so nice. And, you know, when I had had my accident and I'd gone off to chiropractic school at the very end of school, I started seeing these symbols and I knew that they had something to do with where I'd be going next. And so it was a trip to Ireland and finding a few of the symbols that actually brought me here. And as soon as I got here, I knew I was staying here. I knew that this was the next leg of the journey. So that's how I got here. And, I practiced for, gosh, from 1998 until 3 years ago as a chiropractor, always doing the metaphysical healing on the side. And then after an injury 3 years ago in the chiropractic, I stopped and went into full-time healing, which I had been doing kind of a full-time schedule anyway, but in between the chiropractic practice. And at that stage, I'd written 3 books and, you know, had been waiting to move into it full time, but I loved my patients and my practice so much. I was kind of dragging my feet. And so because the universe has a divine sense of humor, a 6'4" rugby player came into my office one day and I was showing him a plastic spine, pointing out what was going on in his back on a plastic spine. And he fainted on top of me.
Wow.
And when he did, it ripped my shoulder out of socket. And that was the end of my career. So because I was dragging my feet and not moving into the full-time speaking and healing and writing, like I had said I would probably a year before that, I got a swift kick in the booty, as you do. And, you know, just because we know, guys, doesn't make us immune. And, you know, I was not practicing what I preach.
Okay. Well, isn't that something, though? Because, you know, you listen to a lot of people tell their story and their path of being of service to others, and a lot of times it their path includes some kind of major event of some sort or a series of events that lead them to where they are. And a lot of us, too, I know, have shared similarities in your story in that we've had one foot in, one foot out. And that probably can't go on forever, right? So interesting.
So far. So far,
right.
So good.
Right.
We like to say it's a spiritual kick in the butt is what we like to say. Spirit will get us moving in the direction we need to go. So, Mary, your career didn't end. It was actually just beginning, my dear.
There you go.
That's absolutely, absolutely right. So,
let's talk a little bit about this powerful life change that happened when you were driving in the car. I mean, take us back to that moment and the series of events that led up to that and what happened after that.
Well, just to backtrack a little, what was very interesting was when my mother was pregnant with me, she had the German measles, rubella. So that's something that no pregnant mother wants to hear because inevitably something is going to be wrong with the child. And so she'd been prepared. My father, you know, had been spoken to by multiple doctors. Things aren't going to be okay. You want to get your head around the idea that you're going to have a child who's going to have some kind of impairment. We can't tell you what it is yet, but just be prepared for the worst. So that's a horrible way to go through a pregnancy. But in the meantime, my father had what he always described as a celestial visit. Now, he never said it was an angel or an alien being or anything. He just said a celestial being. And when this happened, he was told that not only would the child not have any difficulties from the German measles, but that she was coming in with some special gifts. So from the time I was very young, my father always called me promised. You know, that was what he would say to me if I've ever had a problem or anything happened. He goes, would you please stop worrying, because don't you remember you're promised? So that's where the title of the book actually came from, Promised by Heaven. And, you know, so sure enough, a couple of years into it, my grandfather, who was a surgeon in Kentucky, was just such a big player in my life. And he was constantly there telling me stories about the afterlife, telling me stories about medical healing. He's the one who kind of tweaked my interest in medicine and you know, would take me on adventures when I was a child. And basically, we'd have big grown-up conversations when I was very small about what it meant to be a steward of humanity, what it meant to serve. And he was really doing a lot of prep work. And I was telling my mother about this one day. I must have been about 3 or 4. And I was telling her, you know, the latest gossip from Judge, that's what we called him. And she just kind of sat there and looked at me. And she goes, you know, you're always telling me about these conversations that you're having with your granddad and all this, but I think you don't understand that he's dead. And point, I had no idea. Up until then, I did not understand the concept or the difference, let's say, between being alive and being dead. So he'd been communicating with me from as long as I could remember. He died when I was 11 months old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so he was always making appearances throughout my life. So I had, you know, I was having dreams that would come true. Again, like I said, you know, the extent of using the gifts, though, because I didn't really know. And my parents had also warned me strongly about sharing this with other people. They understood it. They believed it. They knew that I would go in and tell them somebody was going to die and they'd be dead the next day. But they wanted, I guess my father was overprotective because he didn't want anyone to exploit me. And so we never talked about it outside of the three of us. So, you know, as I grew up, it was not something I shared with a lot of people. And, you know, I didn't know how to use it. There was nobody there to explain to me what was happening. My father was a minister. He was a Southern Baptist minister. So the things that would come out with, you know, I would tell him these things. And it was so far outside of his box, yet he would witness it. So, it was really a struggle for him, kind of watching me grow up, especially because I came with no instruction manual. And, you know, so I get to college and I have these experiences in college and I get out, and 6 months down the line, I was on my way to a Christmas party. It was December 14th. It was 1991. And I had, you know, again, just graduated from school. I was in Charleston, South Carolina, and I was on my way to a Christmas party because I'd graduated with these great degrees in communications and graphic designs. And I was mopping floors in a sign store. And that was as far as my degrees had gotten me at that stage. And I was going to the company Christmas party. I was wearing bright red Bermuda shorts and a Santa Claus t-shirt, as you do in the South when it is 100 degrees at Christmas. And I was maybe less than 2 miles from home, and I was sitting at a red light getting ready to go across a major highway. It had, you know, several lanes coming one way, several lanes going the other. And when my light turned green, I began to cross through the intersection, and I happened to look left when I got to the last lane, and I saw this car barreling towards me. And it was at that moment that everything just stood still, and it just shifted into slow motion. And I became acutely aware at that stage that I had the choice to stay in my body and experience the impact, or I could leave and watch it. And at that moment, what's very strange for the preacher's daughter is this is not a concept that I had ever even thought of, let alone been taught or, you know, even been exposed to, because I understood at that point that I'd done this before. The feeling was overwhelming. I suddenly remembered, oh my God, I've been dead before. I've been through this process many times. Why in the world would I stay in my body? Because that's going to hurt. That guy's going really fast. Mm-hmm. And I was aware of being conscious and able to make the choice. So I chose the B plan, and instead of staying in and getting smashed, I felt myself lift out of the body, accompanied by this amazing drone. I play Irish music over here. I play with traditional Irish groups, and because I play the Bowron, the round Irish drum. And one of my favorite instruments is the Ilian pipes, and they're kind of a smaller type of bagpipes, and the bag is under the arm. And so they make this beautiful noise when they're, you know, pumping up, and there's this drone, this low, steady drone. And that's the closest sound I've ever heard to that particular vibration. And I've come to know over years of experience that basically what was happening was as my spirit, my essence, the real me, was lifting out of the dense bag of protoplasm, what I was hearing was my own energy raising its vibration and moving into a different frequency. So at that stage, as I have lifted out of the body, I am next looking down. Everything speeds back up to normal speed, and I watch this man's car crash into me at 75 miles per hour.
Wow.
Fascinating. And he hit you at the side, like, right, like what we would call a T-bone accident, right? As far as he crashed into the side of your car at that speed?
Yep.
Yeah. And so for inspired listeners out there, that's actually one of the highest statistical rate of people passing into spirit. I don't like to use the word death, but that is the highest statistical accidental rate of T-bone accidents sending people to the other side. And with that, Mary, we're going to have our second break coming up. I was going to tell our inspired listeners, you should start saying that you chose the D plan versus the B plan for divine.
Oh, absolutely.
And with that, there's our music. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. Stay with us here on Inspired Living with Mark and Kim on Om Times Radio. We'll be back in 2 minutes. Thanks for listening, everyone.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are, and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network. Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle. One planet, 7.3 billion people. Only one you. Life offers us many opportunities and learning experiences. Are you ready to explore and discover this beautiful planet, the life and energy all around us, the spiritual world, and what is unseen, along with your own personal soul adventure? Mark Lanehart, the intuitive prospector, is the spiritual connection you have been prospecting for. Internationally known as a tested and professional clairvoyant medium and spiritual advisor, Mark's work as a metaphysical teacher, medical instructor, radio show host, inspirational writer, and hiking guide are here to help you on a journey of self-discovery, healing, inspiration, education, and a whole lot of spiritual awesomeness. Dare to dream. Dare to explore. Dare to live. For more information on Mark's spiritual practice in Seattle, Washington, please visit marklanehart.com or internet search The Intuitive Prospector.
Hi, this is Julie Geigel.
I'm Maggie Chula.
And I'm Catherine Glass.
And we're the Psychic Angel Channelers. Join us every week here on Om Times Radio for Angel Talk Tuesday at 10 a.m. Eastern Time.
The angels have heard your call and are here to help.
Are you ready to receive?
Remember your magnificence with Angel Talk Tuesday.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
And welcome back, inspired listeners, and thank you for being with us on Inspired Living as we talk to our special guest today, Dr. Mary Helen Hensley. And you can learn more about her at maryhelenhensley.com. So, Mary Helen, before we went to break, we were just getting into the thick of it here, and you were talking about that moment on impact where you were given the option to stay in your body and feel the pain and experience that, or to leave your body. So would love to hear what happened next in this experience as you made the conscious choice to raise out of your body.
Okay. So I'm now up and out of the body, but I'm still in this plane and I'm looking down and everything is sped back up. I remember distinctly my mother had sent me an early Christmas present of this jingle bell. It was the Swarovski crystals around the top of a big jingle bell on a cord, and I had it around my neck and I could hear, it was like something you'd see in a movie going slow motion, and I could hear that jingle bell banging off my chest, the sound of my chest, and it was just so loud and something that made me so aware of the fact that I was observing this rather than I was an active participant. I was an active participant in this entire process, and I could feel everything with such intensity. But I'm suddenly in that space where I'm now with a bird's eye view looking at the accident, and this guy has just hit me. I've spun all the way through the intersection, and of course the car comes to a stop and I've blocked all traffic. My head went through the window and back in. Luckily, no injuries. I didn't cut my neck off. I didn't permanently damage my face. I lost my hearing in that ear, but nothing that I couldn't recover from. I did break my neck at that stage, and I'm looking, and a few cars behind me from the light was a girl that I'd gone to college with. I hadn't seen her in ages, but she too lived in Charleston. And I was like, oh, look, there she is. And I could suddenly feel her anxiety level when she looked at the car and realized it was my car. And I could feel that with such intensity. And it was like being the ultimate empath at that stage. I saw this lady run up to the car, and all the windows from the side had blown out, and she had her name and phone number written on a piece of paper, and I thought it was so strange. I was watching her lean through the passenger side, and she put the number on the front seat of the car and then ran off again. Then I saw this guy come up wearing a uniform, and he reached in and turned the keys off. I remember listening to him swear as he saw me, because the seat had folded up underneath me when the car hit me. And the whole left side of my body was crushed. It was pinned into the car. So, I mean, I think he was looking at me going, oh gosh, I'm never going to be able to move her, get her out of here. He rang an ambulance, and now people are starting to congregate, and I'm watching this. And the interesting part was two things happened at that point. Even though I had always been talking to my grandfather, who was in spirit, and I had a good understanding that life wasn't what we all thought it was at that point, I still always, in the back of my mind as a child, hated the idea, well, what happens if I die and I just cease to exist? What if I'm no longer me? It used to really drive me bonkers. Mm-hmm. And I'd sit awake at night thinking about it. Gosh, what if I just didn't matter? What if I ceased to exist? And in that moment, I suddenly became very aware that I knew exactly who I was. I knew the 21 years I'd just lived. But all of a sudden, I realized I had been so much more than that. It was kind of this instantaneous knowing that I'd lived before, that I would live again, that this was, you know, ain't nothing but a thing, as we say in the South. And
that's one way to look at it.
I felt, yeah. And it was the same feeling as if you'd been out gardening and had a wonderful time and you were out gardening and you got it all filthy and mucky and you were digging around in the garden and your hands were dirty and your jeans were dirty. And you came inside the back door and you peeled off the sweaty, dirty clothes and you threw them on the floor. And then you went upstairs and had the most glorious hot shower and scrubbed yourself clean. The last thing you're actually thinking about is that pile of dirty clothes that you left at the back door. This is what it feels like leaving the body. You're grateful for it. You knew it served you well, but it's just instant detachment. There's no concern about it. You're not pining away for the life that you've just left. I've had so many people always ask me, you know, what about your family? Weren't you missing your family? And the question is, no, I wasn't. And I have a wonderful family. You don't think about that kind of thing. You're completely back in the zone. Mm-hmm. You're in this space where you are so aware of your own omnipotence at that stage that all of the stuff that you think you're going to worry about when you're dead just simply doesn't matter. This was the coolest part. So I'm watching all of this take place, and next thing I know, that drone started to come back in. It's droning in the background, and it suddenly begins to raise pitch. And I can feel every molecule of my being, whatever that being was at that stage, a being of just light, fantastic frequency. I can feel everything speeding up. And this is where everyone goes, is this where you went through the tunnel of light? And I'm like, man. And if I went through the tunnel, it was so fast, I missed it. And I know other people have had that tunnel experience. It was like 1 minute, I'm hovering above, watching the accident, bang, next place, I'm somewhere else. Hmm. So I arrive in, this is the part where words fail me, because I arrive in the most magnificent space that I still, 20-something years later, don't have the adequate words to describe. It was absolutely amazing. The air breathed. It was palpable. I could touch the atmosphere. There were colors. There were, oh gosh, sounds, this celestial sound, the music of the spheres, we call it. It's indescribable. And this feeling of overwhelming joy, love, acceptance, peace, so cliche. It sounds so cliche coming out of my mouth, but it truthfully is this way. It's just, you return to this space of knowing. The veil of forgetfulness is lifted and you're home again. Mm. So as I was kind of sinking into those surroundings, next thing, the atmosphere in front of me started to take shape, and out step these two beings. And, you know, so many people again ask if, you know, your family members were waiting there. Was Jesus there? Was Buddha there? Who was there? None of them were there. These two beings stepped forward. And as you know, I'm 46 now. As I get a little bit older and a little menopausal, you know, the old memory isn't quite what it used to be. And I have this experience now, maybe you've experienced this before, where I could have, let's see, I've seen a patient 20 years in my office, and in my office, I know exactly who they are. And then I see them out of the context in the grocery store and I can't remember their name. Mm-hmm. I know exactly who they are. I've known them for 20 years, but I can't recall their name. So these two beings step forward, and this is exactly what happens to me. I'm like, God, I know you. I know you're so familiar. Who are you? And then bang, I realize that these are my guardians. So yes, we have guardians. They had been with me forever. For as long as I was whatever I am, they had been with me. And it was like no reunion you've ever seen. They surrounded me with love, with energy, with light, and buddy, I was home. I didn't think twice. I didn't even know planet Earth existed at that stage. I was so happy to be with them, and instantly my mind is filling up with information. So, you know, I've always said, when I die, there better be a movie, because I need to know what's really happening here. So there is a movie, actually, and it's like being in a cinema where you're surrounded 360 degrees in love. And this was where I moved into the life review experience. And the life review was absolutely nothing like I'd been taught in the Bible Belt. And there was, strangely enough, no magnificent, omnipotent being with a white beard and a white robe sitting on a throne who was preparing to judge me as to whether or not I was good enough to get in the gate. Mm-hmm. These two beings, these guardians, surrounded me in their love, and I began to critique my experience as Mary Helen Hensley. And it's like if you did a talk, if you gave a workshop, if you were in a movie and somebody sent you the DVD afterwards in the post and you opened it up and you popped it in the TV and, you know, maybe there were some cringeworthy moments where you're like, oh, good, I could have done that better. And then there were some other ones where you're like, God, that tiny little gesture just snowballed into something amazing. And so that's how you watch that life review. You're absorbing everything. You're adding every experience into your toolbox going, you know, that was incredible. All the little places where you gave over your power to self-judgment and persecution, just you're like, oh, my God, did I not get that the last time? You know, okay, that's all right. Let's do it again. And right. It was this incredible experience of being able to observe my life as an outsider. And I tell you, it was the most joyful, wonderful experience because nobody was judging me. The only possibility of judgment was me judging me. And then you go, oh, my gosh, I had it wrong all along. I forgot. God. And it was this great memory that none of that mattered. None of that mattered. And it was just absolutely incredible. So it was at this stage that I suddenly knew that I was going back. Nobody forced me, nobody, you know, and let me tell you, to leave that space is something else. But I had this inner knowing that I wasn't finished yet. Mm-hmm. So I'll leave that last little bit then, I think, till after the break. Yep.
Yep. We're going to be heading into a break. Timing. And this is just like a little a hook to keep us hooked in here because I can't wait to hear the rest of the story. We're leaving off.
I'm definitely hooked in, Kim.
Yeah, we'll be back in 2 minutes. Stay with us, and we're going to continue on this beautiful journey with Dr. Mary Helen Hensley.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Eros Evolution is where sexuality and spirituality meets. Join me, clinical sexologist Martha Tara Lee, on Eros Evolution on Thursdays, 4 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business and share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Do you want to be a better communicator? Do you want to better connect with the important people in your life? Do you want to enrich your relationships? If so, join me, Matthew Cooper, on the Positive Control System show every Wednesday evening at 11 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on OM Times Radio. I'll meet you there.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Thank you. and welcome back to Inspired Living with Mark and Kim here on Om Times Radio, the voice of consciousness. Special guest, Dr. Mary Helen Hensley, talking about her book, Promised by Heaven. What a wonderful, fascinating story, Mary. I just when you were talking, it gave me the chills hearing that love and how you described how the air was breathing and just surrounded by a 360 review of your life. So let's jump right back into it because I don't want to waste any more time. Please, dear, continue your fascinating story.
Okay, so you know I'm there. My spiritual watchdogs, my cheerleaders, the beings that had been with me since the dawn of time, and I knew in my heart that I needed to go back. I knew I wasn't finished, and at that point, when they felt me commit to that, this is when they divulged to me that because I was making the choice to go back, that they were going to be supporting me in a different way. And this meant that I was, you know, I'd always been able to see the dead. I'd always been able to have prophetic dreams, but not really had I ever done anything that was supporting mankind in any way with that. And because now I was renewed, you know, revitalized, reconnected with my plan, they vowed to support me from there in such a way that I would have a different set of gifts. They were raising the bar, basically. So I commit, I go back. I always say at breakneck speed because I broke my neck and going back in. And next thing I know, I am in a heap on the pavement outside of the car. The side of the car is ripped off. And at that stage, I don't know if I was trying to let the world know that I wasn't dead. I wasn't, you know, I stood up. I remember so distinctly standing up and looking around me and then hitting the dirt again. And at that stage, the ambulance had arrived, and so they strapped me on, immobilized the neck. I'm in the ambulance, and now I start to sob, and I'm like, oh, that's just that dying. She keeps hearing me say dying, something about dying. And this lady's in the ambulance stroking my head, and she's like, oh, sweetheart, we're not going to let you die. It's okay. You're not going to die, not on my watch. And I was going, I've already been dead. I'm hysterical now. And then I pass out again. I'm unconscious, and I wake up again and I'm in the hospital, and there's this man standing next to me, and he was in uniform, and he said, are you able to talk? You know, first thing he said to me was, you're one lucky little lady, and are you able to talk? And I pulled myself up, and it was the strangest feeling. I feel like I'd been trampled by elephants, and I remember trying to swallow, and I couldn't swallow properly. And they didn't know at the time, and I didn't know that my neck had been broken. And believe it or not, as the story would go, I was never x-rayed, believe it or not, and didn't find out about the break until quite sometime later. And he said, you know, can you explain to me what happened? Do you feel well enough to say? And I said, yes, and I can tell you exactly what happened. I was at this stoplight. And my college suite mate was a couple of cars behind me, and he's kind of looking at me funny. And I was like, you know, if you want to find out details, that there's this lady who ran up to the car and she put her phone number in the car. And then there was a guy in a uniform, and he reached in and he turned the car off, and he organized the ambulance and tried and helped with them when they came to get the jaws of life in the car. And all of a sudden I looked at him and I went, hey, wait a minute, that was you. Now he's freaking out. He's got this little notebook, and he was taking notes, and he closes the notebook, and he's looking at me like, okay, crazy lady. And he's like, how do you know that? And I said, what do you mean? He goes, no, how do you know about those people being there? And I said, because I saw them. And he goes, how could you see them? I said, because I was watching the accident. Now I'm realizing that I sound crazy. And he's like, I'm the guy who turned the engine off. And I look at him. I'm like, yeah, you are. You were there. And he's going, ma'am, there's no way you saw that because you were completely unconscious as we tried to get you out of the car. And you couldn't have seen any of that, you know? So he starts backing away from me, you know, like, okay. And he's backing towards the door, and I never saw him again. It was so funny. And realizing.
Real quickly, Mary Helen, I mean, how long were you gone for in heaven, so to speak?
That's the hardest thing to answer because time, of course, means absolutely nothing there.
Right.
And so I don't know from the time that it took to get me out of the car, because I was that side was pinned in. They had to take the door off to get me out. From the time I was pinned in until the time that I was you know, collapsed. I don't know, you know, I don't even know. I don't even know how to answer that. You know, it was a minimum of, I'd say at least 10 to 15 minutes. So I don't know how long I was actually out. That's the interesting thing about this experience is, you know, that he looked at me and he was like, you can't know. And over the years, I've had so many people ask me, well, you know what? You broke the neck. The head went through the window. Could you not have been hallucinating or whatever, which would be just fine. Only how do you explain being able to tell exactly what happened from the bird's eye view to someone who was witnessing you, not with us, you know, not conscious, not alive?
That's right. A lot of unexplained questions there. When you were
exactly,
we had a question come in from Cindy Downing in Nebraska, and she wanted to know. So you were talking about your angels. Do angels have different colored angel wings? And if so, is there a meaning to the colors? Because she says she sees different colored wings in her dreams.
Gosh, that's interesting. I had that same thing come up in a healing session that I did yesterday. The color of angel wings. So I must have known you were calling. No, you know, the two beings that I saw, they came in human appearance. They did not have wings. I have great friends here who work with angels. That's not the realm that I work in, but from communicating with those friends who do work with angels, absolutely, they have, you know, come in every shape, form, different colored wings. And I would say probably energetically the same way that the auric field has different colors and the same way that the chakras will present with different colors, that the angel's wings probably have a meaning in response to what it is they attend to.
They came in human form, so you would recognize them as you would here on Earth, one person to another. Is that the way to understand it?
Exactly. And I know they didn't have to do that, but I think that was for my benefit because remember, I've just gone through the shock of leaving the body with a traumatic impact. So, you know, they're very kind in the way that they, you know, they don't come wearing a Halloween mask and go, hey, boo, you know, they come in a way that's going to keep you calm and keep you in a space and kind of continue that feeling of love and comfort and joy. So these did not present, but I have had visions and visitations with angels with and without wings. So, so she sees different colored wings in her dreams. What I would do is I would make note of those colors, and that can tell you an awful lot about what that angel's message is trying to bring to you.
Now, when you say that you were in heaven, is heaven something that you can see, or is it just the vibration and energy? I mean,
as I sit here and tell you, I can see it in my mind. I can see exactly what I saw. So, you know, you're not seeing it obviously with human eyes because you're out of the human form. But when people ask me about God or the divine or the creation, that's a feeling.
That is a feeling.
And it's a feeling unlike anything you've ever felt before until you're actually sitting in that space feeling it. We just don't have the words to describe that feeling. Because it's impossible to get that feeling when you're confined to a body, you know, of 70 trillion cells that have five limited senses.
Okay,
so it's not something we can even conceptualize.
So you would say that you were in the presence of God or the divine, and that was more of a feeling, an immense feeling that you just can't experience here, understand to that capacity. Is that
right? When we touch it, you know, people have these moments where they get this divine inspiration or they get that feeling that washes over them where in that moment they know everything's going to be okay. But I think we're not allowed to carry that feeling while we're fully incarnate because what's the point of being here then? Mm-hmm. Do you know what we are? We come from perfection.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we beat ourselves up here trying to find perfection and trying to live these perfect lives. And I'm going to people all the time, good God, would you let yourself off the hook? You came here to get down and dirty and to experience everything. And it's not just the good stuff, the love and the joy that we think we want to seek in our lives. Oh, I want a constantly peaceful life. I don't. I want every bit of it because once I've been out of this body and understood what this is all about again, I'm like, bring it on. I want everything. I want to feel my heart break I want to feel sadness. I want to feel joy. I want to feel excitement. I want to feel love. I want to feel like, I want to feel anger. I want to feel all of those things because I signed up for that. That's what I came here. That fractured part of the whole that took on the challenge of coming into the human form did that for a reason. And I have every intention of whooping it up the whole time I'm here and using up every last drop that I have.
And that's where the no-fear comes. I think that's a great way to wrap up the show. Live for today. Live with no fear. What a fascinating story. I wish we had more time.
You know what?
We were talking. Let's do another show in Ireland, and let's have another part two on your book, Promise by Heaven, and telling more of the story on Inspire Living. How does that sound, my dear?
It sounds great. And anybody who wants to check the book out, it's at SimonandSchuster.com. It's at Amazon.com. It's Promise by Heaven. Anyone that wants to send me a shout out, I'm on Facebook, you know, Mary Helen Hensley or Dr. Mary Helen Hensley. I'd love to hear from you. And
thank you guys so much.
This has been wonderful.
Thank you for being with us. I'm sorry the time is so short.
Just goes so fast. What a fun show. And thank you to our inspired listeners for sending in your questions. We so much appreciate it. Next week, we're going to have another fabulous guest coming all the way this time from Australia, Reese Wine Davies, who is an internationally known psychic medium, spiritual medium. He's actually part of the Spiritual National Union, the SNU. And we're going to be talking about what is spirituality. And so next Wednesday, join us at 3 p.m. Eastern, 12 noon Pacific. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. Be kind, be caring, be compassionate. Namaste.